showing wise, but
once the thing has gone on, a person has to know it's out of your control anymore. The game's played. You're just living a recording. You're just doing a recording. Hashem has already designed what's supposed to be. Portman. All right. Right, the boys side. Let's do a bit here. Now, I said, I looked for these nappies yesterday. I couldn't get a hold of these nappies. Right. We spoke yesterday. What did we speak about yesterday? Yesterday we spoke about two things. Oh, first of all, we should speak about that. That's good, yeah? But I think we're going to show you can see over here. Oh, this one's a bit of an easier one. This one, can you see? This is a resealable tab. You close it down, and then this goes over it like this. Keeps in position. Keeps it nice and, what do you call it? I looked in the shops today again. Someone told me what one was Oodles, and that was the click, someone said. I couldn't find any of them. Those things. I've seen it before, definitely on pretzels. I've seen someone talking to the girl, he's seen it on pretzels. I thought I saw it on pretzels, I couldn't find it. Anyway, this one is no problem over here, because it goes over the writing, but you can see the writing. So this is no problem at all. Even the blue, yeah, okay. So if it's one line of blue, yeah, could be the blue might be more a problem. Yeah, the blue might be, if it's thick blue, that would be a problem. But this bit over here is no problem at all, yeah, because it's more or less, there's not much writing on here, first of all. And what goes on, a lot, most of it is transparent. But the question is when it's not transparent. That's what we spoke about yesterday. If it's not transparent, it goes over. This sticky label goes over. So with Sub-Toifer, we spoke about quite clearly, the code should be no problem, really, because everyone knows it's a temporary thing. So up to 7 days, the chol is no problem. Yeah, one can leave it like this up to 7 days, no problem. More than 7 days could be a problem. Less than that is not a problem. The only shot we had yesterday was about moichuk. Is it a problem of, let's say there's writing underneath it. We've got some writing over here. So you write it, you rub it over here. Is that called moichuk? Same as what we spoke about with these sticky tabs. So I told you over, someone told me what's going to happen, I said to him, I told you over on Oichuk Shabbos. I mean, the Meister Mishnah Berurah says that the Bach holds, if you go over writing, and the writing is obscure, you can't see the writing, to peel off wax or whatever it is off that is an issur of moichuk. I told you that the Oichuk Shabbos brings this over here. Oh, I hope I can find it now. He says, let me see if I can find Kosov. I can still put a sticky note in. I've got so many sticky notes, I don't know which one it is. Kosov, Peret Tesvov, Peret Tesvov. Ha'ora Ayin Beis. He brings this back over here. He wants to say, but in a Meister, Machme Abi Alocha. The Abi Alocha is Machme for this Bach. Many Achroim copy it, so therefore we should be Machme. Nira, he says, the whole Zer Beshavo, Shehu Nibekas Mo'oid al Akav, it sticks very well to the surface. It becomes like part of it. It's like taking off a stain from the actual parchment. If a little bit of dirt gets stuck on, a little bit of food gets stuck on, one can remove it. Even if the letters are covered, it's not so firmly on. You can take off easily. And Masha Kosov is talking about when it's firmly on, but if it's very lightly on, he wants to say it could be off. So this case over here could be like that. It's not posh. I must say it's not so simple. And the Meister, Mr. Brewer's Mashma, it's a problem. Mr. Brewer talks about joy, anything on it, it comes off very easily, yeah? Even so, Mr. Brewer says it's a problem. So the Chor, that could be a problem. But he just said yesterday, this package over here is much better, because since it's stuck on the package itself, it's like a delis, it's like a door. And we said yesterday, it's like similar to the case of the Knesset HaGadol and the Ramah, who speaks about writing on the sefer. And when you open up the sefer, there, you keep opening, doing kosev moichuk. By opening up, you're doing mechika, when you close it, you're doing ksiva. So we said that the Meister Knesset HaGadolah says, let's just find that again quickly, Knesset HaGadolah. They want to say that Tzatu Meichel, and Shin Men, Tikkot and Yud, they have a Tzatu Meichel in such a case. Yeah, it's not. It's Chavzayim. They want to be maker. They tie it. It's like opening a door. About that's the way it goes. It's meant to open and close. Therefore, it's a tzatzeh smutter. It's true. Someone pointed out yesterday. It's quite right. The Mishnah Berurah says, ideally one should avoid. One's got another safer. One should avoid this, yeah? But here, you've got a few swirls that maybe it's better. So a weak connection. Therefore, this is much better. In this case over here, the one could be maker. Okay, we spoke about nappies. And finally, we spoke about nappies. Didn't we on our first part? We just spoke about sticking it down. We said, sticking it down is no problem. Yeah, onto the nappy. But when you take off the nappy, and you want to throw it away, then that could be a problem to stick it down, because that's called a Tefillah Shel Kayom, maybe. That's going to last for a long time, and that could be more problematic.
Okay.
Let's move on to today's thing. So today is, what's today? Yeah, there is a few things, actually. First of all, magnets. That's an interesting question, it's magnets. Are magnets a problem at all to use on Shabbat? Now, really, what you do is you take, let's say you've got two papers, or you, let's say one wants to put a magnet on the fridge. Sorry, he wants to put a note on the fridge. He takes the magnet and he puts the paper with the magnet on the fridge, so it sticks on there. Is that called tofa? What? It's true, but is it worse than gluing? Is it worse than gluing something? Is a magnet worse than... Why? That's true, but sticking adhesive tape, certain tape also comes off easily. Certain tape, someone takes a piece of it, that's posher. Someone takes a piece of paper, it's got some certain tape on it, and he sticks it onto his fridge, he's done tofa.
That's not magnet. Yeah, but if you take the paper off, the magnet will fall down.
The magnet has sticking.
Would you do gluing? Would you glue with a magnet? Would you glue?
Glue is sticking
things together. So is a magnet. A magnet sticks up onto a wall. A magnet. Oh, 1 minute. So, what's a magnet doing? Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Yeah, the Meister, quite all the poskim say that magnets and these things are not problem at all. It's an outside force that's holding it together. It's not any stickiness that's really there. And now, huh? Yeah, it's a bit similar to a paperweight, so it could be similar to that. That's that paperweight should be a problem. Yeah? This is a bit stronger, this is like a force. This is a koyach, which is binding something, which is bonding something. Yeah, the Meister, the apostles say that a magnet is okay. Finally, just this week I was thinking about it. You know these plastic bags you get, which have got like a... You press them in, that's right, you press them in and you stick it together. It sticks there. I was using one of them, Michelle, I thought, is that tofa? The mice is not. It's got no shags to it. Tofa has to be slightly sticky. It's not. This is first of all, it's a temporary thing. These things. It's not what you call it. It's not being bound by anything. It's just fitting into place. It's slitting into. It's sliding like a glove into position.
So you've got those bags which are sticky.
Yeah, the sticky ones are a problem. That's right. If some of them are sticky, Tucker, that would be more problematic. The sticky bags are problematic, Tucker. But these ones, which has got like a little cut in it, where it fits in nicely, it's like Velcro, very similar to Velcro. That's not an issa of thing. No, Velcro, yeah, it's true. Velcro, we have basically mutter. But the Meister, Vosna holds it, long term is a problem, yeah? He holds Velcro is problematic with the long term. Like, someone wants to put a lining in or something for a long term, that's a bosher. This, I think, is posher, it's mutter. It's not cool. Yes, I don't think it's called sticking at all. There's nothing sticking at all. Velcro would be slim, it sticks at all, yeah? But it's in a groove, that's right. It's just slotting a position. That's not called sticking at all. That's mutter. It's a kiva, there's nothing wrong. You could close the bag if it's not the tofa. There's nothing wrong making something like the kiva. It's not tofa or kesher. It's only if it's kosher or tofa there's a problem. This is not into either kosher or tofa, therefore there's no problem at all. It's like someone puts a heavy weight on something in the washroom, it's going to leave for a long time. No one dreams as an issa on such a thing. He puts a brick on top of something in the freezer to seal it down, to hold it in position. Exactly. There's no issue. It's not kosher or not tofa. There's no issue. Even if it's a long term, there's no issue at all. Who are they in, actually? An interesting thing, a vacuum, like a suction hook or something like that. Let's not talk about the wall yet, but let's talk about the washing these children's plates or bowls, for example. Sometimes they've got such a thing, like a suction, that you sticks onto the high chair. So the child can't knock the plate off. So that's not tofa. Everyone knows it's a temporary thing. It's not a problem with tofa. Everyone knows it's a temporary thing to be on. It's meant to come off. Which one? On the walls. Hooks on the walls and suctions on the walls are much more problematic. That could be shadow boiner already. Because that's much more problematic. When you add anything to a building, then you're coming into a problem of boiner maybe. You're adding to a building. Accessories to a building could be shadow boiner. That's much more of an issue. We're talking about things that are loose on a high chair, something like that, a game you play with. Sometimes some of these games, the machine is spinning your tops, whatever. It's also got like a suction, you sticks on the floor, and the child plays with it. I don't know what it does with it exactly, but that's only ointment for a short thing, yeah? A washing brush? That's also something. So you can use your brush or something. That could be a problem of Sita. Yeah. That's also, all these things are mutters of vacuum, all these vacuum pads and all these things are mutter to use. There's no problem of a toif on that as well. I say, when it comes to a building, that's worse. I didn't bring it with here, but this is very often. A person sometimes has got covering on the safe, it covers the safe with plastic, and he sellotapes the corners. That's obviously you can't do it on Shabbos, but what happens often is that one uses the safe on Shabbos, and some of the sellotape starts peeling off. So press that down is a serious problem. That's the kayoma. That's made to be for a long time. People inverted, don't think what they're doing. They don't realize that sticking that down again is problematic. Because that is the kayoma. You want that sellotape to be a long time. Sellotape is an example of toifa. And therefore, anything is a person wants to put a notice up on a wall, and the notice is falling on the floor, but it's got a sellotape on it, and he sticks it onto the notice board. That's a problem of toifa. That is meant to be the kayoma. It's meant to be for a while. Even if you say not, the marshal, let's say it's a chasna invitation for in 2 days' time. But that's also a problem. It's a thing which is aimed for that. The maestro mustn't even do that. Yeah, so one shouldn't do any of these things at all. Sellotape is problematic, yeah. An envelope, obviously, sealing an envelope, obviously, is problematic. Blue tack, we spoke about the maestro, even if blue tack is maybe not too, because it's clear it's meant to be a temporary thing, but very often there's a problem of machik, smoothing out. Mareach, machik, it could be smoothing out. Therefore, one shouldn't use blue tack on Shabbos. Now, I looked around today at my photo album. I was thinking about photo albums. I remember the photo albums of the olden days. There used to be like an adhesive thing to it, yeah? So you put the photos in, and then you close, you put the plastic sheet over it, which is l'chayra toifa. That is toifa. It's meant to be l'kayom. It's meant to be for a long time. You could say it's not, it's very flimsy. It doesn't hold very well. I'm not sure. I don't know, they're so bad. I mean, they can hold for a while. That lechoy is problematic. But as I was looking through the photo albums today, Lemaise, they don't really make those anymore, I don't think. Those are out of print. What they now normally have is a photo album, yeah, you just slide it in. That's no problem at all. Yeah, ones that just slide into a sleeve, there's no problem with that at all. That's nothing to do with toifa. You can leave it in there for years if you want like that. That's not a problem. You've done no toifa whatsoever to make a problem. Yeah, so unless it's got plastic sheeting on, that's the problem. Otherwise, it's not normally such a problem, yeah? What else was there? That's plastic sheeting. Yeah, often you also ensure one gets sometimes, the moshel one's got a torn page in the sitter, and we had sellotape on it, and the mice is a bit loose, yeah? So you put the sellotape back down again. That's mamish, it should be a side coaster as well sometimes. You make matching the letters maybe, the letters are half torn, and you put the sellotape over it to join the things together. That could be a style of coaster. That's also problematic. Okay, sticking notice, yeah, sticking pins into a notice board is also a problem. That's a problem of toifa. Could be a shabinian sometimes, but even if the notice board is, let's say, it's loose, it's not on the wall, sticking things into a notice board could be a shail of toifa. So one has to avoid all these things as well. One other thing is about a bandage, also very interesting. I missed this out when we spoke about a bandage yesterday. It's a very similar problem, but a lot of these bandages, I haven't got a very good example of it, but the washable bandage, let's say someone puts like this on, not such a good example, but yeah, you can understand what I mean. Someone's got a cut, so he puts a bandage over here, and he wraps it around. What happens normally is a person normally cuts the end of the bandage into two strips, often, and then he makes a knot or a bow to hold it in position. That's very common with a sling, yeah, that's a, so that knot and bow is problematic, Pashtus, yeah, because that knot and bow is meant to be for a long time. Cutting is also problematic. The cutting is korea. It's not a kilkun, it's a tikkun. You want to cut it in order for that purpose. That is a problem of korea. Let's say the bandage was cut already before Shabbos. You got your knot already there before Shabbos. It was already cut before Shabbos. And you want to put it on a person on Shabbos. So if a person puts it on and he has in mind to undo it within 24 hours. Sorry? Then the chayyot should be right. Not on bow like that, there should be no problem. If a person's like a shoelace, a person wants to have it left there and he wants to undo it within 24 hours, the chayyot, that should be okay. Sorry? Yeah, not on bow. Like a shoelace thing, as opposed to a double knot. You can't make a double knot. A double knot will be a problem, a not on bow will be right. What is very common in some of these bandages is very interesting. A lot of people, what they do is, how do they keep the bandage in position? Is they use a plaster. They put a plaster, the bandage goes around, let's say this over here. And then, or a bit of tape even, let's say a bit of tape, either one, yeah? Now, either the tape has been cut before Shabbos, or the plaster has been cut before Shabbos already, is there any problem with putting that plaster on here? What? Right, so he's on the material, yeah? Here it's going on the material. It's going on one end of the bandage, the other end of the bandage. Like this case over here.
That's not touching each other.
What?
That's not going on each other.
On the plastic. Here, I've got a bandage like this. This is the bandage, right? So now I want to keep a position. So I put a plaster over here and I tie it onto here. Onto this side. It's going on the two sides of the thing. So l'chayr, that is the problem, yeah, because that is the tvi shakayama. Even though, well, I mean, there's two things. First of all, it's very likely I might pull this whole thing off like this in the end. So therefore, the whole plaster might stay as it is forever. Yeah, that's very often a problem. Even in a case of where one's going to undo the plaster, there's still a serious problem. Do you know why? Even if you're going to undo the plaster, this is a bandage, you're going to undo the plaster. There's still a serious problem. Very often you'll undo the plaster, but only one side of it. The other side will stick on. Much less I've got a plaster over here, down to this side, right across. When I open it, I'll only open this side over here. This part of the plaster will stay stuck on this side. So I've done tefillah on that side for a long time. I might have to undo the bandage, I might have to undo part of the plaster. That half. But the other half will remain on the bandage. That is the problem. So what's the Eitzah Rabbah say? Either say to you, elastic band. Just take an elastic band and put it around. That also holds it into position for a long time. No problem with that as well. The only case where a bandage might be okay, the only case where it's mutter is if it's a bandage which is reusable. That means you can buy reusable bandages. And what you do is you put the bandage on. When you finish with it, you wash it, put it in a washing machine and clean it. And reuse it for the next person. Such a case there, he's not going to leave his plaster on. Because when he washes it, he wants to take everything off. He's going to take the plaster off both sides of the bandage, throw it away, and then wash the bandage. In that case there, that bandage will be mutter to use with the plaster, the chori, because that plaster is only meant to come off. It's meant to come off. So certainly if a person has in mind taking it off within 7 days, the chori, that should be okay to do. Alright? So because what we said tonight is we spoke about these bags, these reusable bags, the plaster should be okay to use, even if it covers the writing. Then we spoke about magnets, which are not a problem, and plastic sealed bags are all problem, vacuum pads and suction cups and all these things over here, l'chayra, are not problematic with satofa. It's not sticking anything together, so it's not a problem with satofa. Book covers around the books where the mice, it starts coming undone and you want to firm the satofa back on it to re-seal it, that is a problem, l'chayra, because that's redoing it. That's not allowed. Photo arms, we say, really is not such a problem nowadays anymore, but the photo arms that we have nowadays are not such a problem. Huh? Just peel. There's no problem at all. And then you've got to shower with a bandage. You're putting a plaster on a bandage. That's it. You've got to be careful about it.
What are you doing? You've got a bandage like this.
Yeah.